down the pump. Where's the pump, please? There's 400.
Yeah.
ఆత్మానం ధామ్ మనుషులు మనం తులకే మనం ఏ గో పాగలే ఏ పాగల దోషం
to all the ladies and gentlemen, Ataji's presence here, Okay, Rishabh, just now, Gurudev has ordered me to speak on Shankarji from among the 10 Maharas. There is also the descriptions of Shankarji. Now to stay away from the criticizing Shastra, etc. To consider Shankarji to be equal to Shankarji, that is also an offense. Describing about these offenses, there also comes the topic of Shankarji. Shankarji, Shivji, is very dear to the Lord. Harihar Ekatma. The Lord and Shankarji, Shivji is also Vishnu Tattva. The Lord and Shankarji, they are all one and the same. If we, although we may call Sadashiva as Vishnu or Sadashiva as present as Vishnu, he is also present there in Shivlok eternally as Sadashiva. In Brahma Samhita also it is described that from milk yogurt is made, but from yogurt milk can never be made. Yogurt always remains as yogurt. Similarly, from Vishnu Tattva, he is not Jiva Tattva. From Vishnu Tattva, he appears as Shankarji, he resides eternally. He is the cause and the effect. In both, when as Upadhan, when we see the entire in congregation, we see that in this world, you see the deity of Shankarji. Shankarji is sitting, and what do we see on his body? First of all, on his forehead, we see the most pure object in this world, the Gangaji, which is sitting, resting on his head. What is the most impure, where you have to go and have to take bath? Without taking bath, you will not be able to allow to enter in the house. The ashes of the crematorium, that ashes also are decorating his body. All his body is smeared with these ashes. On his forehead, Ganga, on his body, ashes from the crematorium. What is this contradictory behavior? The most pure Ganga on his head, and along with that is the Adi in Bhagavad is described. Maybe being or maybe very poor, everybody has to get three results. He either is burned or buried or eaten by the animals. So this result of this body, still a person is dying, so proud that, oh, I am such a great person, such a personality. In this pride, always we are absorbed, all of us. And Shankarji, what does he do? Parvati Devi says in Bhagavatam, the Devadev Mahadev Shankarji, he has refused, he has kicked with the nails of his toes all this wealth, opulences of this world, all the facilities of this world, he has just kicked away by the toenails. He is sitting on the Kailash Parvat. He has no house. कम करने को बोलो वॉल्यूम बहुत ज्यादा उनके इशारा करो उनके इशारा करो बोलो कम करने को बोलो इज ऑलवेज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द लॉर्ड सिटिंग ऑन द कैलाश पर्वत इफ सम इंकार्नेशन सॉरी इफ समबडी कमिट्स एन ऑफेंस दैट इज ऑल्सो वेरी towards Shankarji, it can be very grave. Dakshi, well, he performed the first, he made Naraji as the teacher for the he took him as the guru that please teach them the topmost topics. Naraji agreed that yes, I will teach them the topmost topics. So after educating them, teaching them, he said that, okay, so children, now your education is complete, and now you go to your home. Before going home, you must think. You must understand the world properly, only then you should enter the worldly life. Just this much he said. All the boys, now they accepted sannyas. In Narayan Sarovar, they went and took sannyas. and they are beginning to worship the Lord. Thus Prajapati is searching his sons. Where are his sons? Oh, he understands that they have all of them gone away, taken sannyas. He became very surprised. Where are they? Then he found out that all of them have taken the renounce order, and Naraji has spoiled everyone. That time, Daksha Prajapati said to Naraji, he began to abuse him and he cursed him that go, never. More than 15 minutes, the time that it takes to milk the cows, more than that, you will not be able to stay in one place. You have spoiled my children. Naraji says, so nice. Today, I will be able to wander all around the world freely by the effect of this curse. Naraji became very happy and he began wandering all around. And there, Daksha Prajapati, what he did, when he cursed Naraji, because of the result reaction to this curse, whatever seed had appeared in him, that began to sprout, and this. And then in the yoga arena, along with Brahmaji performing the fire sacrifice, they are speaking so slowly. Shankar ji came in, but he offered respects to all, and he Daksha thinking that he is my son-in-law, and he doesn't offer respects to me. Such right. Such proud. He is like my son and he has insulted me. So, like this, in anger, now his body is burning because of anger. The heat is increasing in his body because of this anger so much so that he cannot control himself any longer. And now he began to abuse. Now he is beginning to abuse. Oh, and he is not fit to sit in this assembly. He is not fit to take part in the demigod fire sacrifice. He doesn't know any politeness. Such stubborn person, such proud person, I don't want to sit amongst such a person. I curse you. From today, you will not get your part of the fire sacrifice. Shankarji just kept quiet. He is not replying anything. He is not even looking in the direction of Daksha Prajapati. And Daksha Prajapati just kept on speaking abusive words. His blood boiling and he stomped, stamping his feet, he went away from this arena. Nandi also cursed in return that from today you will have a head of a goat. You will become a musty, greedy, and you will become turned against the Lord. You will become an atheist. You will turn against all the Shastras. Nandi gave this curse. All the Brahmins who were laughing there, he also cursed them also. You will all become beggars. Like this, you will become Brahmins just who are wanting to beg for filling up their stomach. The Brahmins also cursed in return. You follower of Shankarji, the followers of Shankarji will always have bones decorating their bodies and they will drink wine in skull. And Shankarji is so disturbed that without any reason, so much arguments and such a big drama has been created here uselessly. After many days now, after this, Sati Devi, she began to ask her husband that please, I want to go to my father's home. Everybody is going to their father's home. I also want to go. I request you also come. Again and again when she is insisting, when Shankarji refused that, listen, after such insult, after such, if I go there, definitely this is going to increase only. It's better that I should not go in that home. I will not even look, not only I will not go there, I will not even look in that direction. How can I go? It's not possible. It's better you also don't go. If you go, only you will create trouble. But they did not agree. She coming out of the home and comes inside again. Like this. Thinking again and again. Now, anyway, she began to go away from the home. When she was starting to run away from the home, he, Shankarji is asking his associate, what you're sitting here? Go and take the ornaments and other clothes for your mistress and follow her. Now, yajna was being performed in the her father's home. Nobody was offering any oblations to her husband. And seeing all this, she said, either you should cut the tongue of a person who criticizes, or if you have the power, you should cut their argument, or you should go away from that place, or because either you should leave your body. So she thought that it is better that I will leave my body. At least Shankarji will not speak harmful words to me, oh Dakshayani, like father, like daughter. In next life, I will take birth again. Again, I will serve Shivji. That time, immediately, by the mystical power of yoga, she left her body. And in next life, she appeared as Parvati ji, who became Shankarji's Parvati wife again, Parvati. But Daksh Prajapati, what happened to him? Daksh Prajapati was beheaded. All the people came, the Shankar's associates. They beheaded him. They put his head in the fire of the fire sacrifice. And also, the demigods prayed to Shivji, go in the north direction. Whoever is in the north direction, Nandi went and saw that there was one goat there. He just brought, cut this goat head and he connected this goat head to the body of Daksha. And now he has the body of a demigod, but now his head is like the goat. And he became completely greedy, lusty, materialist. He has to. Again, the result of all these offenses was that so many lives he had to suffer. He had to take birth. This material disturbances that come in our life, whatever obstacles come, it is all due to the offenses. We have to suffer all these reactions. That is why it is described that the demigods we cannot criticize. They are somebody worshiping Gopal and criticize other demigods or demigoddesses. Whatever he has gained by worshiping Gopal, everything that is destroyed. And whatever he wants to do in the future, that is also destroyed. So you should never disrespect or criticize or ignore the demigods or demigoddesses. And also it is described that Kali, Durga, Ganesh, Vishnu, Shiva, all the demigods and demigoddesses, they are all one, they are all equal. To accept this like this also is an offense. They are not equal. Whoever is in what position, you should offer appropriate respect. To offer proper respect is the Vaishnav etiquette. Offense does not mean that we do not understand the etiquette of the Vaishnav. If you do not understand the proper Vaishnav etiquette, he is not a Vaishnav. The first link in the chain of Vaishnavta is that he learns the proper etiquette of a Vaishnav. If somebody is Uttam Adhikari, he is always absorbed on the Lord. Madhyam Adhikari, he can discriminate. So every person should learn how to behave towards the others. If he has not learned this, then everything will be trouble for him. Again and again, we have been warned so not to criticize anybody. Speaking this, one chance on Saturday.
Given that from the hand of the Lord,
Sadashiva is Vishnu Tattva. His opulence is that he destroys the world. This is Shankarji, his expansion, his web of prakash. In some kalpa, the living entity, living entity is empowered and he performs the task of Brahma. Sri Vishnu maintains them, empowers them and taking connected to, he connects to, or taking shelter of Tamagun, he destroys the world. Although he is Shiva Tattva, but for the destruction of this world, Sadashiv does not do like this. It is not spoken about Sadashiv. But taking the shelter of Tamagun, he destroys this world. If a qualified person is found, he can perform the task of Brahmaji. But Shiva cannot be found in Jivas, in the living entities, generally. So he, Lord himself, appears as Shiva Tattva. Shivji, that he is the Lord, is not independent of the Lord. He is still subordinate to the Lord. He is seen as a devotee of the Lord. When the Lord Ramchandra completed the bridge to Lanka from India, then when he crossed, Ravan was killed. While returning, he started the bridge from India, there he made Rameshwar. A temple, when this temple was established, all the humans who were present there, they said, this Shankarji is Ram's Ishwar, that is why he is Rameshwar. The demigod said, it is not correct. Rameshwara is, Ram is the Lord. And Shankarji is also Lord. Shivling, this voice came. These words. Ram is the Ishwar of the Jivas. Ram is the Ishwar of whom? That is Rameshwar, like Gopeshwar. The Ishwar of Gopis. Is he Gopeshwar because he is Ishwar of Gopis, or the Gopis are his Ishwar? That is Gopeshwar. Shankarji, in this pastime, in Krishna's pastime, sometimes also commits an offense. But Krishna never takes this offense as an offense. Manasur, there was a big battle with him. At the time of this battle, he fought from the side of Manasur against Krishna, and Krishna defeated them anyhow. Then, after defeating, first of all, Manasur, who had 1,000 arms, all his hands were cut and just 4 hands were left. That time a demigod appeared there A demigod appeared absolutely naked and stood in front of him. Then Krishna did not cut more hands. But Shankarji came that said, "He is my devotee. You please forgive him." Okay, he said, "I left these four hands. Now he will also, Shankarji said, he will also become your devotee and he will not commit any more offenses." It is seen there was one demon like Pandrik Vasudev, like his name. He had made two artificial hands and he used to say, "I am Vasudev Krishna." He used to say, "You leave all these, your weapons, leave this name Krishna." Krishna said, "Yes, what you say is right. Let me see this demon before leaving all these names." So a battle was performed between them. A battle was fought and he was killed. Krishna killed him. After killing, his associates, his helpers, Kashi Naresh, the king of Kashi, also was burned to ashes. And Kashi, the city, was destroyed completely, burned to ashes by Sudarshan Chakra. And Shivji ran away from there. Running away there, he somehow came to Navadvip in Harihar area, Harihar Kshetra. And day and night he stayed there and tried to please Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu gave him darshan and he said, "You go to Bhuvaneshwar." Then we went to Bhuvaneshwar from there. Then there he said, "Do not consider me, that do not offer me separately. Whatever prasad is offered to Anand Vasudev, offer me that prasad." Shankarji resides there, although he is Ishwar Tattva as well as Shiv. As Gopi, he is Gopeshwar. We honor him in these matters. And you can give Gopi fame. You can give Braj fame. You are worshipable for Sanat Sanandan and Naradi, etc. also. Translation. If you can move for that, the mic check.
एक नाम छूट गया भरत महाराज के चरित्र बोलो भरत छूट गया उसका चरित्र
Ramana Shankara, 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 Ramana Shankara,
Let him complete the sentence. In exchange of bhakti, not one does not require fame, one who wants material facilities, he desires wealth, prestige, and he prays for such things, this is one type of an offense. That is why bhakti ut anath, these are bhakti ut anath, but those are not far which arise.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls,
so one should not understand that I am getting all these things, and we should not jangle in that because everything is coming by Gurudev. One should understand this. That's why this is the gospel on earth. Many branches come out of that tree, and all the branches have same part of puja pratishtha. As much as you will keep on increasing, until you cut all these undesirable branches, the main branch cannot grow. Like fame, fortune, and many things will come to us. In spite of increasing the devotion, this branch, undesirable branch of the tree, keeps on growing. And so until we cut all these undesirable things, if we see some creepers, if we don't cut their undesirable branches, it never gives fruit. So in that way, whenever some undesirable things come into us, we should try to refrain from all those things and perform devotion. Only then we can progress in our devotional path. Now, talking about anarthas, but these anarthas, getting the and very cautiously, whatever teachings we got from the Gurudev, if we follow properly, then all the honors of gradually can dispel from the heart. Three kinds of they have five levels. When he starts performing bhajan and he gets little bit detachment from the ground, the material, like 25 paisa, one rupee, 1/4, so 1/3 is still remaining, 3/4 still remaining. So 3/4 is completely extinguished. And now only 1/4 is remaining. Bahudeshwar. Right. Mostly. not been completed yet. Now only 2% is remaining. 98% has been completed, all the energy that is felt from the heart. And for that, completely. Entire person, the entirety, all the energy are completely dispelled from the heart. Who will not understand everything. There is nothing else. And the last one is Achyanti, the fifth. Completely all the energy is from the heart. And there is no chance of arising anarchy in the heart again. Krishna Chakravarti Pad is telling. Gramo Dagdha Patu Bhagna. If one village has been set on fire, and this pot is torn, how much this pot is torn, completely torn, a little torn, just completely separated. It may be too much, the person says, so it has completely been burned, or half is completely burned, burned, or 75 burned. There is a certain percentage. The person says, this is Ankit Bhakshiyal, take a vision of the kingdom. And the energy of the question is first, you will, a little energy will be dispelled from the heart. Then gradually, it will increase. When he will reach the state of Nitya. So when he starts performing bhajan, he has so many anarchas in his heart. But gradually, when it starts extinguishing and he reaches the state of Nitya, then Bahudesha Vartini. And 75% anarchas are dispelled from his heart. And when he reaches the state of Rati or Bhava, that time, almost the anarchas are dispelled from the heart. Only maybe 2% or 3% is remaining. And when his Rati or Bhava reaches the condensed state, then his heart is completely refrained from all sorts of anartha. And when he attains the darshan of Lord, that is Achyanti, he has no more desire to him, not even in dormant state. Even every state that have to rest in frame, there are some chances of anartha. Bharat Maharaji, though he attained the state of Bhavavata, he had some anartha and he had to take part. The species of a deer. Now, one question may arise. Jataprem. Whether a devotee who has developed Jatarati or Jataprem, can he commit any kind of offense? Is there any chance of committing any offense who has attained such if that devotee commits any offense under the lotus feet of a very elevated Vaishnava, then he might be lacking in bhava. His bhava may, yeah, even if you're attaining the state of bhava, you may lack. Even his bhava can also be destroyed. And Rati doesn't say that Rati is Vaishnava. Shadow of the Rati. at the time of Ram Leela. The monkey named Sivit, he has respect from Ramchandra ji, but he committed offense in the bloodshed of Lakshman. Lakshmanji took the form of Baldev. He knows that, but he took the form of Baldev. And that offense also, he criticizes him. And he sends his business to him. That's why Lakshman is very dear to Bhagwan. If someone commits an offense unto him, the Lord cannot accept it. One thing more. Take this case of Maharaj Chitraketu. He committed offense unto. This is not. Why? He was the disciple of Sankarshan. He was the god brother of Sankarshan. Of Shankarji. And Jyoti. Parvati Kumar Swami. Parvati could not tolerate it. And Parvati cursed him to go in the spirit of the demon. Shankarji said, what? You are so beautiful. You are my bride. And he is so powerful. He could have saved himself from your curse. And he could have cursed you. But he didn't do because he is an elevated Vaishnava. When the glories of Bhagavan's name and praise the application of this sadhu. Instead of getting associated with mundane people. So Chitrakata didn't commit any offense. He was joking with his god brother. He has that power. He can joke with his god brother. But Parvati couldn't understand it and cursed him. To do a round of the class here. Go to the one on the end. Actually, we need to mask her. We need to. Clear to neither. But the mic has a distribution in the mood that is.
Yeah.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial.
None of that. It appears they lost their battery, their cell phone. Join us this evening or the morning. Thanks.